With your permission. As the Zohar says, the stories in the Torah are not meant for history. This is a message. We start towards the end of the parasha. Torah tells us that Moshe decided to send messengers to the king of Edom. He would like to cross through his country to go to Eretz Israel. It's a shortcut. Torah tells us, excuse me. The king said, no way. And Moshe pleaded with him. He said, listen, we would like to cross and we're going to buy from you water, even though we have water. We're going to buy from you food, even though we have the man. And he said, no way. And Torah says that he drafted his people. Am Kabed, Yad Chazaka, a lot of people is coming with swords to fight Am Yisrael. Torah says, so Moshe gave up. Et Yisrael Mala. As the Torah tells us, Sefer Shmot, now a few weeks ago, Parshat Balotcha, we went in the desert with Waze, and the Waze was a cloud. A cloud. Torah says, we found the cloud. Sometimes the cloud parked one day, some parked 2 days, a month, a few months, sometimes parked 19 years. So if it is like that, that we follow the cloud, so there's no way Moshe to send messengers to King of Edom. He wants to cross. You can't go, follow the cloud. There's a cloud in front of you. It must be that Moshe has an edge. So Moshe's going to go over there. What's going to be with the cloud? And why is he pleading with him so much? The question is, why Moshe doesn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly on the hotline? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shall we go cross or should we wait till the cloud will show him how to go and where to go? On his own, he decided. And you see, the mission failed because the king said no way and he drafted the people. So Moshe so-called made a mistake. So what happened? How come Moshe didn't ask Hashem? Shall I go over there? Shall I go over there? Story in the Torah. And he pleads with him. And he tells him, please let us go. And he tells him, remember, since we were in Egypt, we suffered so much. Well, who cares what he's told him, what he answered? Zohar says, Zohar is not a story. What do you gain from that? What do you learn from it? Nothing. History. Chas v'shalom, Zohar says, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is so upset. And he said, the person should not have been born if he takes it for granted. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, yeah, that's great, yes. But when he grew up, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, no, Zohar, Chas v'shalom, to think it's a story. What's the purpose of it? The story behind it, a little bit before, Amisrael arrived in the city, it's called Kadesh. Kadesh. Of course, it's a name that was given by Hashem. There were no signs like this on the highway, Kadesh. The Torah says, Miriam died over there, and Miriam was buried over there. So, what do you have to know? What do you have to know where Miriam died and where she was buried? I really don't care less. I do and I don't. Listen, there's no monument over there anyway. I can't go over there to her grave. So what does it make? The Torah tells us she died in that city. You can say, we arrived in Kadesh and she died. No, Torah emphasizes, but Tamot Sham Miriam. She died there. But Ikavir Sham. She was buried there. Okay. Says the Gemara, I want to tell you something. The whole 38, 39, almost 40 years we had water in the desert is because of Miriam. It's a secret. Why? Now Miriam died. There's no more water. It's a very strange thing. Gemara called it as the present that Hashem gave us bizuchut of Miriam, because the merit of Miriam. So Miriam died. What happened? If somebody gives you a present, and the present died, forgive the present. So what to the present? Nothing. I got the present. Torah calls it a present. Hashem gave us a present, water. Bizuchut Miriam, okay. So I got a present. Now she's dead. So the present is cancelled? How come it's cancelled? No such thing as cancelled. If you don't call it a present, maybe. But if you call it a present, shouldn't be like this that all of a sudden, no water. But yesterday was water. Today is no water because Miriam died. Tells the story. Am Yisrael came to Moshe and he says, why did you bring us over here? Excuse me? What do you mean? It's nothing to do with this. You know, the well of Miriam was a ball, a small rock. It's in the shape of a ball, rolled in front of the camp. 38 years, a ball. And from that ball was like a little faucet, a little hole, and water, unlimited water. It's called Niagara Fall. Niagara Fall from that little ball. Okay. Yesterday you had it. 2 days ago you had it. The last 38 years you have it. Why do you have water? How do you have water? No faucets in the desert. It was a lake? No. It was raining? No. How do you get it? From the ball. Okay, this morning you got up. The ball doesn't give water. So what does this have to do with Moshe Rabbeinu? This is a problem over here with the ball. Figure it out. What happened? There was a funeral of Miriam. Figure out if you don't know, if you didn't realize before. Figure out. There's no water because Miriam died. Miriam died. Tell me, Moshe, why did you bring us over here? He said, excuse me. What has to do with this place over here? Nothing to do with the place. It's no water. Why is no water? Because the ball doesn't produce. That's the place. Okay. And they continue. I says, this is the place we cannot seed. Seed? What do you want to seed now? We want to seed, we want to see the fig, we want to see the pomegranate, grapes. I says, there's no water to drink. What all these things they're adding up? The Gemara says, they came to Moshe while Moshe was sitting Shiva on Miriam with Aaron. When they approached the tent, Moshe said, Shiva, Aaron told Moshe, Aaron always was on the positive side. He must say, look, everybody is going to come to pay Shiva call to comfort us. Moshe told him, this is Aaron, you're naive. I see a demonstration. And they came. Not only they came, the Gemara says, they were furious. And actually they wanted to stone Moshe and Aaron. They were so upset and desperate. They have stones, Moshe now had to run to the Olmur, to the Mishkan, so-called to hide inside. It's very strange. And surprisingly, Hashem is not upset at Am Yisrael. In the past, almost always, besides maybe one time, Hashem was not upset. Before we got the man. That every time we complain, the Mishnah said, the Gemara said, Hashem was upset. Here Hashem said, Moshe, get up from Yeshiva, go give them water. Okay. And that's how the Torah tells us. Hashem told Moshe, go take the stick, you and Aaron, and you should speak to the rock. So when Tom and Uziel says like this, Hashem told Moshe, listen, you go, you and Aaron, and you make a swear in front of the rock should give water. Not just, you know, say to the rock, please, we need some water. Swear. And Hashem continued, told Moshe, in case he doesn't listen, hit him with a stick. A very strange thing. What do you mean, in case he doesn't listen? What does it mean? What does it mean? Does Hashem give the choice? And Hashem says, listen, the rock might not listen, and then you hit him with a stick. Very strange thing. And then Torah says like this. Moshe gathered all of Israel, Pnei Asala, and told him, you want to see something? I want to show you something. He's going to speak to the rock. Says the Gemara, such a strange thing happened. All of a sudden, the rock started to roll away. And some very similar rock was right there. And Moshe spoke and made a swear on the wrong rock. So of course it didn't help, because the other rock doesn't have that, the water inside. It's the whole thing is fiction. So Moshe doesn't know. So Moshe picks up his stick and he's going to hit the rock. But hit that rock is nothing, because it's the wrong rock anyway. Nothing will happen. At that moment, as Moshe is having the stick up, the original rock came back, rolled, and Moshe so-called did not see what's going on, and hit the original rock. And I said, oh, Moshe, what did you do? I said, what did I do? You told me to hit the rock. He just said, yeah, but it was the wrong rock. So what do you mean? I don't understand. It's hide and seek with rocks. I didn't do anything. What do you want? Moshe says, you know what? This whole thing was just an excuse for Hashem for Moshe not to go to Eretz Yisrael. You read this whole story, and it says the whole thing is fiction. It happened? Yeah. Is it true? Yeah. It did have to happen? No. And why did it happen? It's called Alila. Hashem is Alila. No Alila. So what's the story? The whole thing is fake. So the secret, the key for this episode, this word Kadesh, being found in Parashat Lech Lecha, the first world war between four and five kings, Torah describes the war. And the Torah says the war took place in Ein Mishpat Hei Kadesh. That place Am Yisrael is now. This is on the east side of the Jordan River. It was a world war. And the war took place, one of the places in this place. And it says, the Ari says, the Gemara says, a place that was a war, people were killed. The energy of that place is negative. And whoever steps over here, I mean, lives over there, gets the bad energy. Says, every place on earth, there's something bad happen, person has to be very careful. Not to go over there and not to step on the spot. In the time of the Gemara, they used to have special paths for men, special paths for ladies. The lady that walked on the path while they weren't pure, if a man would have walked on the same spot, would get better energy. Today, so far, we don't feel it. The world is by places, really. Except Baruch Hashem Tov one time came to Eretz Israel with a wagon. He sat there just in the air, with his students, and all of a sudden, the guy that drives the wagon took a knife from there to kill Baruch Hashem Tov. So Baruch Hashem Tov told his students, tell him just to go a little bit further. And further, put the knife back like nothing happened. So they asked him, I said, what happened? He said, we just passed the place that Cain killed Hevel. You know, the stopper used to say in Eretz Israel, if it is an apartment that somebody got divorced, don't even go there, leave for free. Because that energy is inside. It's in the floor and on the walls. So that city, the Torah will tell us a story now. What happened is Moshe and Aaron and Miriam, the Gemara says, at that moment, I mean, Miriam died the day before. And then, Moshe and Aaron's going to die soon. Why happened? I'll tell you what happened. So let's start the story like this. They arrived in Kaddish. Miriam died there and buried there. What do you mean? It was a kapara on that spot. It was a world war before. Destroyed the spot. And here, Moshe is so-called, he's having a test, a fiction test, just to tell us what's going to happen. And Yitzchak came to Moshe and says, Moshe, why did you bring us over here? I said, I brought you over here. What's wrong? I said, there's no water. You know why there's no water? You know why Miriam died? Because Moshe, you brought us over here. The Pshim Shom Ostopolis says, even though there was so-called GPS, the cloud, but the cloud went also according to Moshe. Moshe chose the places. And actually, Moshe chose that place because he wanted to fix that place. But he wasn't able. So that time he said to Moshe, listen, Moshe, what do you make us over here? It's no water. You know why it's no water? Because the place is not good. The energy over here is not good. You know, I showed you in 1 second how bad energy is. Hashem told Moshe, listen. Go, make the rock give water by swearing the rock. You have to swear the rock? Why you have to swear it? Because the rock won't give water. Now, why? Because the rock is now parked on the wrong spot. And I tell you something, Moshe. Even after you swear it, he might not listen to you. How is it possible? If you recall, Ari says, if you recall, on the first Tuesday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Earth to produce Espri or Sepri, at every fruit tree, one version, there were no trees without fruits. The branches and the trunk should taste like the fruit. The Gemara says, Earth didn't listen. And the Gemara says, Hashem cursed Earth later because Earth didn't listen. Hashem told Moshe, listen, Rotten, you're going to go, you try to give water from the rock. Don't be surprised. The rock won't listen. What do you mean the rock won't listen? Because the rock stands right now on a so-called accursed place. A place that was a war, a lot of people were killed over there. I met somebody that went to Poland to concentration camp. They took him to Auschwitz, Buchenwald. Took him. They walked around, came back to America. He's not the same. And I said, I feel my head is not the same. Not the same. He said, where were you? He said, I went to Poland. I went to Poland. Where did you go in Poland? To the chambers over there. I said, you can't step on that spot. You step on that spot, you get bad energy. The spot has an effect on the person. It's David Amir says the first chapter in Tehillim, and Shlomo says, be careful where you walk, be careful where you sit. Gemara says, Anshir Yerushalayim, Kedash Yerushalayim, and says, you have a party, he says, where is the party? In that spot, he says, be careful, you're on the wrong spot. You're on the wrong spot. Spots where are designated for the person. He said, I just heard last week of a soldier. He was 7 months in Gaza. Came last week, Shabbat, home. Went to Nahariya. Went to a restaurant to Nahariya to have coffee. And over there was it. And an Arab came to the restaurant, if you heard, and stabbed two people in Nahariya last week. And one of them died. Who died? This soldier. 7 months he survived in Gaza. He came to have a coffee in Ariya, in a restaurant, he was stabbed. So you have to be careful where you go. You don't know. You have to pray, Ariya said, you have to pray all the time. That your feet should take you to the right place. Because you put yourself in danger, but you don't know where. And that place, probably in Ariya, that place in the restaurant, it's a cursed place. The innocent soldier sat over there, gave his life to Hashem in Gaza for 7 months, went and sat down to have a coffee, got killed on the spot. If you remember, in the time, Saddam Hussein threw missiles, No one died from the missile, only one person. One person, he lived in Ramat Gan, was a siren. He told his wife, I'm running to the neighbor because the neighbor has a shelter. Went to the neighbor, went downstairs to the neighbor, the shelter's door fell on him and he died over there. He would not have gone. His wife stayed home, she was alive. Certain places, in certain times, produces certain bad energy. That's the whole story in the Torah. There's no water, you know why not there? Because the place is not good, because it was a war place. People were killed over there. Some Nishmat Yisrael were killed over there. Some Nishmat of Am Yisrael were killed over there. And then what the Torah says, they come to Moshe, Moshe, why did you bring us over here? It was a mistake, you brought us over here. Hey, we can't sit over here. There's no water over here. And they want to stone Moshe. You want to stone Moshe now? Yeah. If you stand on the spot that was a war before, you have the bad energy. The bad energy. I said, look, the Gemara says, the brothers killed the people in Shechem. Then they met Yosef over there. They sold Yosef. Because the brother did something. Shem is one of the worst places in the West Bank because of it. Because when you do an act, has an effect on Earth. But not only an effect, you destroy Earth. You destroy that energy of there. And that's why Hashem was not upset by Israel. They want to kill Moshe and Aaron, he says it's not their fault. And they're standing on the place, it was a war. So that's what they didn't want to kill also. And then the episode happened, he said the whole thing is a fiction. It's dark, the rock moves. They said, what do you mean the rock moves? It's because the earth, everything is moving. But it's not because the truth of the matter is. Moshe said, you know, Moshe had to die and not to go to Israel. Now to go to Israel, Hashem made it this way. And Moshe is going to come to that place, it's called Kaddish. And the whole episode, and Miriam can die, because she also has to die, she cannot go to Israel, even though all the ladies in the desert went to Israel, not one lady died in the desert, and says, that's the secret. Okay? Hashem swears to Moshe, you're not going to go to Israel. Finish. The Zohar says like this, the biggest thing for Hashem that he can do is to bring people back. Rabbi Yosef Mizrahi. That's the best. The Zohar says no one can reach that level over there. Some explanation what you think. As you know, bring people to Hashem. But that's not only that thing. It's not all at all. There's a secret behind it. Ramchal said, Ari said, you know, Hashem created us because it seems Hashem is so good. And Hashem wanted to do good to somebody. And Hashem is by himself. He created people because of his goodness. He wants to do good to somebody. And as the Gemara says, Ari says, a person has to reach that level. He wants to do the same thing. What you want in life is you want to do good for people. Not that you want to do good. The purpose is you want people to have goodness from you. And it's your job in this world. Dari says, likewise, Hashem created this world. In order for Hashem to be native to do good to others, because Hashem wanted somebody should be happy. And that's really the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk, in the Tanakh, Hashem is looking for his righteousness. Hashem chafetz leman tzidkoi egdil Torah b'yadi. So why did Hashem give you Torah? Hashem doesn't care less if you keep the Torah. But Hashem wants you to get the reward. And the reward you will not be able to get unless you keep the Torah. But Hashem is nothing. The Rambam all say the same thing. Hashem doesn't care less if you keep the Torah. You don't keep Shabbat, you don't keep Shabbat. But if you keep Shabbat, you have so much pleasure and you can get the reward from Hashem. So the whole mitzvot is just because Hashem wants you to have pleasure. Not because Hashem wants you to obey the mitzvot. It's a mistake in our theory, in our life. This pleasure that you're going to have by keeping the mitzvot is above all the pleasures that you can even imagine. And that's the purpose of our life. It's called after Hakamocha, they say. That's when you see somebody is doing something bad, tell him. Timsmanish means he's doing something bad. Nah. You tell him because if he's doing something bad, he won't get the goodness from Hashem. That's the purpose. He says, listen, why don't you keep Shabbat? Why don't you keep Shabbat? It's not your business. No, you don't understand it. I didn't tell you that. I tell you, if you don't keep Shabbat, you're not going to get the pleasure that Hashem wants you to have. The purpose of creation is Hashem wants you to have pleasure. Without doing the mitzvot, you're not going to have a pleasure. That is a punishment, because you're not going to have it. Here comes Moshe Rabbeinu, the genius. As the Zohar says, you know, that's the biggest thing. The biggest thing to bring somebody to Hashem is not because the person do teshuva. Yeah, of course, it's very nice. But it's not the purpose. Kiruv means something else. By bringing this person to Hashem, then you get the pleasure from Hashem. So I worry about his pleasure. I'm not worried the guy doesn't keep Shabbat. Let the guy doesn't keep Shabbat. It's not your business anyway. No, it's my business. I want him to get the pleasure of Shabbat. And then you reach the highest level, and that erases all the things. Here came Hashem and swore, Moshe, don't go to Israel. He said, oh, let me tell you something. I'll do Baal Tshuva right now. He sent messengers to the king of Edom. I said, Edom is Rasha Marusha. And we say every morning, the people in Edom, Rashaim, Barat Amalek. Moshe says, you know what? I'm going to give them something that because of that, that Hashem will so-called have mercy on them, and they have pleasure from Hashem later. By what? By they can do kindness to me. I'm going to ask them, may I pass in your country? If they would have said, yes, b'chavod, come. Then they did a pleasure to me, but I did pleasure to them because they can gain so-called pleasure from Hashem, but do kindness. You know, the secret is Megillat Rut. Megillat Rut, Megillat tells us that Rut and Naomi came to Israel, was a drought, famine, over. And Rut, voluntarily said to her mother-in-law, ex-mother-in-law, I'm going to go to a field and try to collect some wheat, some barley. Okay. She comes back, Naomi asks her, where is the person you did for him? And Rut said, the person I did for him, his boss. She's like, excuse me, who is doing for who? Who is doing for who? Boaz did for you. He didn't do anything for him. Boaz says, no, he didn't get it. But a poor person, says the Zohar, comes to you, he does a favor to you. Because when you give him the charity, when you give him something, what you do is, he made you to be kind, so you can gain now pleasure from HaKadosh Baruch. That's what Ruth told. That's what Naomi and Ruth discussed it. What did you make for him? What do you mean? He made for me. He let me come to his field. You don't get it. But him let me come to his field. I do a favor to him. And Zohar said, you don't give tzedakah because you don't think you help the poor person. He helped you that he came. That's the goal. No, it's not happening. Let's go after Hakamocha. Let's go after Hakamocha. You worry about the person should have pleasure. So I'll tell you what. Moshe said, is it Zerah? I can't go to Israel? Let me tell you what I'll do. If Hashem might cancel it. I'll make something that guy will come closer to Hashem by doing chesed, by doing kindness to me. Let me pass. And then Moshe trying to convince him. Moshe said, listen. Your place is not, this is Edom, it's not so good, you know where, but you know what? Let us pass. He said, no way. He said, wait a minute. We will buy from you water and food. He said, the Chafetz Chaim, you should know. A grocery man makes a mitzvah every second. By selling food to people. Mr. Chafetz Chaim, who said you cannot charge for chesed? There's a thing that's called chesed shel emet chesed. You go to a grocery, you go to a place, the guy does to you something, clean anything, he does for you. Otherwise, you could have to go clean your own suit. You have to go, seeds for yourself, food. It does pay for you, right? You just give him money. Yeah, but I paid for it. So you paid for it? So you paid for the chesed, says Chafetz Chaim. And as Moshe tells them, listen, we're going to buy from you. We don't need. We have water. We have bond. We're going to buy. Why are you telling him that? Because I buy from you and you sell me, you do a kindness. By you doing kindness, I'm going to gain that I brought you to a certain level that you get pleasure from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he did a good thing. That's the purpose of the story. It's the purpose of our life. Ram chesed ibane, people think, you're okay, you know what I mean? I should do kindness. You know? The biggest kindness is if you give somebody else the kindness, not that you do the kindness. I want to do the kindness, of course. But my purpose in my life, actually my life, is that somebody else should have so-called pleasure from the kindness. By me giving him something, and he accepts it, and he doesn't throw it back to me. It's also kindness. And that's the Torah describes how bad this king of Edom, how stupid he was. He rejected it. And that's finished. Now Edom is finished. I think Mashiach will come, it's over and over. And the same, very similar concept is we pass next to Moab. Ammon didn't come out and give us food. What does it mean? It means lack of kindness. People, your cousins come from Egypt after so many years, you don't come and greet them. You don't want to do kindness to them. So it applies to us as Am Yisrael, that our job in this world is to do kindness. Not because kindness was, because if you do kindness to them, we grant it. They're going to get kindness by not rejecting it. By loving the kindness, this kindness, they're going to gain from it also. The Gemara says, more that the baby calf wants to nurse, the cow wants to nurse him. This Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael kulo chesed. All Am Yisrael is kindness. We have to have that thing. And that, if they would agree, maybe Hashem would have canceled the Gzera on Moshe. This is Moshe's purpose. To try them to gain something. They should do a mitzvah. And this chas shalom, the Gemara says, the worst of the worst is somebody is causing that somebody can do a sin. The explanation of the Rabbi, okay, listen, you made this guy do a sin? Forget about it. Oh, well, forget about it. Why? So, it's his fault. I didn't tie him in the rope to do a sin. I convinced him. I said, okay, it's his choice. I didn't do it. He should control himself. No, you don't get it. That's not what the problem is. The problem is, so-called, you gave him poison. Instead, your job is to give pleasure to somebody. You, what he did to him now, he did a sin because of you. Indirect. But at the end of the day, that guy will not have pleasure because of you. Because if he did a sin, he won't really get the pleasure of Hashem. The pleasure from Hashem you get because if you keep the mitzvot. Not as a reward, because that's what it is. The mitzvot is supposed to give you pleasure. Here and the next world. Now, if you cause somebody to have Hashalom sin, so it means you took away the pleasure from him. Defeat the purpose of creation. For this, the Gemara says, you lose your Olam Haba. It's the Gemara says, Yom Haba. So before those 3 weeks coming, it says, to undo the Gezerot, as a person should try all the time. Somebody should have pleasure. Somebody should have pleasure. שיהיה בעולם ובא במהרה בימינו אמן.